Welcome to Manager Tools. This week, how to lay off a direct, part 3. The questions this cast answers are, what do I do when laying off an employee? How do I prepare for a layoff? And what should I say when laying someone off? Answers to these questions and more coming up. Communicating is something we all do every day. By improving our communication, we can improve our effectiveness exponentially. And luckily, with the Effective Communicator video course, you can learn and practice those improvements at your own desk, on your own time, starting right now. Visit us online at manager-tools.com/products and click on the Effective Communicator video course to purchase a 2-year license to increase your communication effectiveness.
Okay. We do encourage you be open about the fact that layoff operations are confidential.
Yeah.
And okay, that sounds funny. We're quite serious. We laugh a lot when things are serious.
I know. It's a coping mechanism. I think all humans do that. I do. I think humans do that. They laugh a lot when it's really tragic.
I was going to call it morbidity, but sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's both.
I think it is both, actually.
Yeah. And this is both. You cannot say, yes, there are layoffs, and you can say, layoff operations are confidential.
Yes.
All layoff planning is confidential. We don't have to be confidential about the confidentiality.
Yeah, exactly.
Just say, what I'm working on is confidential. I'm sorry. That's what we mean by open confidentiality. Be honest, be direct about the confidential nature of things.
Yeah.
If you want to be open, you can be open about the fact that it's confidential and say it out loud. That's confidential.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it could happen. I mean, we've kind of talked about this a little bit, but it could happen that you get direct questions. Like, have you been working on layoff stuff? Like, just like a direct question.
Which, rude of the person to ask you.
Thank you. Rude. I mean, this has happened to me. And I hate to admit this, but in my previous role prior to Manager Tools, I worked in an organization that multiple times went through extensive layoff exercises. And I, within the organization, grew from the bottom up. I was, quote unquote, friends with many of the people that worked there. And I used to have people like a revolving door coming into my office. Am I on the list? And the answer is, I can't tell you that. And how dare you ask me? That's so hurtful. To ask someone, you're no longer my friend, obviously. Because friends don't do that to friends when you know I can't tell you. That's awful and terrible.
I think, honestly, they don't know it's confidential.
They don't know.
You can't tell. Because so many people, it gets out and people talk about it. And so then the assumption is, when people talk about it, the assumption is that somebody knows something.
Yeah.
And it is true, probably, that somebody knows something. And that's also a function of the fact that people don't know that this stuff is confidential. It's just, honestly, I can see people coming and trying to take advantage of your relationship with them and assuming that because your relationship with them is, to their mind, strong enough for you to share that, they're trying to take advantage. Also, though, just with a thought of positive intention, some of these people are asking because they just don't know it's confidential. They don't know better than to say to themselves, you know what, I can't ask that because that person can't tell me because these things are confidential. Okay, so you get a direct question.
So yes, you get a direct question.
What have you been doing? Have you been working on layoffs?
Exactly. Sorry, whether I was or I wasn't, it would be confidential anyway. You don't need to ask again, but if you do, the answer's going to be the same. It's confidential.
Yeah. Put these sentences on your checklist, y'all.
Get a copy of these show notes and then have that one handy because someone's going to ask you. Yo, if you are involved in these kinds of meetings and you've been with your organization for any length of time, people are going to ask you. They're going to come to your office. Have an answer before you get caught off guard and say something dumb, basically, is what I'm saying. Have the answer. And that is the answer.
Right. And there's other things like this in organizations.
Yeah. We have other private things. Exactly.
Exactly. Salaries are private. HR matters are private. Employee assistance programs, private. Legal negotiations, often private. Certainly confidential. Negotiations, confidential. Price lists, plans, all kinds of systems and processes are confidential. The effective manager doesn't stumble about layoff confidentiality because she knows layoffs are not the only thing that she can't right. talk about.
There are plenty of things. Now, this one feels awkward, so I think that's why managers trip on it. It comes with a hesitancy and a concern. Guys, this is no more a stumbling block than any of the other confidential things. Treat it as such. Don't give it more energy.
Yeah, I think it happens because, like, it's, I was almost going to say gossipy, but it's, I mean, it, there's fear associated with it. That's why people totally. Talk about it. But also it's something that happens less often. And then also because, you know, there's a lot of things that just aren't very exciting to talk about. Whereas layoffs right? are often, people get excited in a negative way. You know, they get spun up. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to fan that. We don't want to give that fire any more oxygen.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Folks, companies are supposed to keep stuff private. It's normal. Get used to it. Things are supposed to be private. Some things are supposed to be confidential. When you're talking to your team, you're speaking for the company. Mm-hmm. You got to accept the obligation to meet the standards of the company, which include guarding certain information. You wouldn't say in your team meeting, this is everybody's salary. So you don't say in your team meeting, this is who's on the layoff list. If you're not willing to make this commitment to certain things must be confidential, then you've really got no business being a manager. I mean, if you don't like it, I can totally get on board with the fact that you hate it. If you hate it enough to not be able to fulfill the requirements of your job, get a different job.
Or don't become a manager or resign.
Resign. You can totally do that. Those are such better options than doing the unethical thing and telling people about something which you are not obligated or not allowed to tell anyone.
Better option than getting fired.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is another consequence of not doing this appropriately.
Exactly.
In general, y'all, the most effective answer you can give to questions of this nature are no comment. The most effective answer is no comment. Questions of this nature was plural. So then I got all wonky in my speech. I'm spun up. This topic is, it gets, you know, people get fired up about it and you're going to have to say no comment.
Yeah.
If you don't know what to say, say no comment. When someone asks, hey, is it true that we're planning layoffs? Smile. No comment. I'd prefer you not ask going forward, but if you do, I'm really obligated to say no comment. And if somebody says no comment means yes, which rude, again.
Rude.
Reply with no comment or it doesn't with me.
Right. That's exactly it.
No comment actually just means nothing to say, dude.
Exactly. Nothing to say. Nothing to say. And there's no need to fear that short answers are going to be misunderstood. All answers are going to be misunderstood no matter how many words you use. So you could say, well, they're going to misunderstand no comment. They're going to misunderstand anything you say about anything at all. That is what rumors do. All rumors are going to run whether you try and kill them or not. There's no way you can stop that speeding bullet. So don't stand in front of it. It's not a good place to be. Other managers very well might leak stuff. And you're going to not follow in their terrible footsteps because you are so much more professional than that. If they jumped off a cliff, are you going to jump off a cliff? No. Just because other people might do it doesn't mean you have to do it too. Keep it confidential. No comment. Just no comment.
Yeah. We've essentially asked you not to communicate about a bunch of things. And the thing that we're going to ask you to communicate about is career wellness. If you haven't already done so, it is part of your managerial responsibilities to encourage your directs to maintain a state of career wellness.
Hmm.
Companies stopped managing careers in an active way 30 years ago. This, combined with the impersonal, vulgar processes of modern layoffs, demands that a compassionate boss encourage her directs to always be ready for disruptions. We recommend you tell your directs regularly about the actions they should be taking to ensure that they're managing their careers effectively. And listen, we have a bunch of podcasts about this. So easily you could tell your directs, listen to these podcasts so that they know that there are certain regular actions that few people do and that will benefit them enormously if they do these things. Mm-hmm. You know, all of the Career Tools casts, which are about just for professionals, or as opposed to you have to be a manager for these to resonate, like manager tools, Career Tools, they're all free.
Yeah.
All on careers. And of course, remind your people to keep their resumes updated.
Yeah. Make sure they're doing regular updates. And I might say, maybe now, while there's a rumor of layoffs happening, maybe now isn't the time to tell your folks, hey, make sure your resume is being kept up to date. But these are things that you should have been doing all along, is what Kate's saying, right?
Yeah.
Remind people to keep their resume up to date. Every year when you're doing your annual appraisals, if people are getting promotions, don't forget to put that on your resume. Don't forget to update your resume. You can have these as part of your regular conversation around career management and employment. I mean, just remind people, don't forget to put that on your resume next time you update it, that kind of stuff. Things like, I was going to say things like, we talked about this extensively at the last M conference, things like reminding folks that as a general rule, they should have 6, 9, 12 months worth of cash on hand.
In their personal finances.
In their personal finances, exactly. And we've often talked about the first rule of career management, never make a change when you have to, only when you want to. So what that means is if a professional has 6 to 12 months worth of salary in cash on hand, they don't have to make a move because they were laid off. If a layoff happens, they can move and know that they have that insurance policy. Right? It's not...
Yeah, they could take 3 months to make the move that they
exactly.
want.
Exactly. I've seen far too many accomplished professionals get laid off and then have to take the very first offer that passes by. Because it doesn't matter how good the offer is or how much the job pays, they just need something to pay their bills. That career move, that potential step back or step down that someone had to take just to pay the bills, takes people years worth of their career to recover from because they needed to pay the bills because there was no insurance. There was no money in the bank. And reminding the folks in your team to save their money and have a bank account for a rainy day is something we should be doing all the time.
I think if you genuinely care about someone and if they're your team member and you work with them day in, day out, I think it takes it's so easy to care about them, but it would take a specifically horrible kind of person not to care about them at all. If you do care about a person, you want, I think, for them to be financially healthy,
exactly.
financially stable. You want for them to be ready for that job opportunity. And this might be something, especially if your directs are individual contributors, that you talk to them about in the future portion of your one-on-one.
Absolutely.
Maybe once a quarter, you say, hey, you know, I think you should listen to this Career Tools cast because you need to keep your resume updated. And that's something that you should put on your calendar to do occasionally. I think you should listen to this Career Tools cast because you should be having a reserve of funds available in case everyone should be doing this, right? You should be having this in your back pocket. Also, another one is to keep their networks, especially externally, but their network in general, warmed up all the time, staying in regular contact with these people so that if you ever do ask for a favor, it's not a cold ask. You've talked to them recently. If the only time you reach out to someone is when you need something, they're not really a friend.
That's a they're not,
useful no. contact. So, you know, keeping in touch with people and even just one person a week. Seriously, that's 52 people a year. Like, just pick some people, reach out. It's so much easier to ask for referrals or interviews from someone with whom you've stayed in contact. If for no other reason that you won't talk yourself out of reaching out to them for a favor because you're ashamed that you haven't kept in touch. It's so funny because I just reached out to someone because we were traveling to where that person has relocated to. I just reached out to them and it was so nice to get to chat with them again. I honestly was just delighted to have kind of that contact re-engaged. And it's just so much easier to do it when you don't have a reason other than just to say hi. People don't reach out. Just think about asking these things, like helping your directs learn these things.
Exactly.
Learning them now for them will be so valuable to them in the future. And they just don't know because nobody told them.
That's exactly it. Now,
which, oh, there's some other stuff, right?
Totally. I mean, I was just going to say, we mentioned a couple of times during the recording of this podcast series, there are some controversial pieces of guidance we give. And here's another one that we would recommend you encourage your directs to do. Make sure that they have a printed list of their contacts somewhere. I mean, I would go so far as to say from a data security perspective, and I mean, thematically on this podcast, if they get shut out of the system and all their contacts are on their work computer, goodbye, everybody in my network. Goodbye, phone numbers and email addresses for all of the people I've met in the entire time I worked here. Having printed out contacts will save your tail. So encouraging your directs to have printed out contacts is super helpful because if they get let go, which ultimately, I mean, that's why we're doing this podcast, could be their reality, they're likely to lose their company phone, which is where people keep their contacts most easily. And during a layoff or termination, not having access to the place where they've put the last 3 years worth of contacts they've made is really seriously problematic. Seriously problematic. So they should have that copy elsewhere. Print it off.
I have a secret tip for this. If you ever upgrade your phone and you get to keep the old one, maybe your old one just like it's funky, it doesn't work, the battery's bad, whatever. I have a phone that where the battery just went bad. It still turns on, but it'll occasionally just like shut itself off. I copied all of my contacts from my other phone into that phone, which is essentially a brick. Like it's not connected to a network. And I just sync that old phone once every 6 months.
I love that.
Because then it's like right there. And also because then it allows you to have a copy on your like other devices or whatever. But that's my secret. That's where I keep all my contact lists because it's just like I have a backup phone because we can't really give it away. It doesn't really work. Like it just kind of
who doesn't have an old cell phone laying around?
I don't know. I assume people do. And that's why I was saying it's one way. Just plug it in, sync it up. And then that way it's a place to keep
exactly
those things where you can just turn it back on. And the one I have now, it's actually pretty old. It still has to be plugged into power if you have it on.
I like it.
Doesn't matter if all I need to do is look up, you know, somebody's contact from a while ago. So y'all just something to think about. Anyway, that's like a really weird thing. If you haven't already been doing this to help your directs prepare, resume prep, network warm, you know, contacts synced, the time to make it clear that these things need to be done is when rumors of layoffs begin. It's okay to acknowledge rumors while maintaining confidentiality for what you know and or have been asked to do. When you hear these rumors, if they're mentioned, I mean, actually, I would suggest start now with your career wellness discussions and start when the rumors start. Don't start like after, right? If anybody says anything to you about a layoff, say, hey, remember those discussions we've been having about career wellness and the things that you can do to make sure that your career is hearty and healthy? Mm-hmm. This is why, because there's fear associated with these rumors. If you have your resume ready and all of your contacts ready, your network is warm, and you've got 6 months cash in the bank, sure, there might be layoffs. And your fear is reduced by 90%. It's still stressful. My experience, though, 90% less fear. It's very frosty. It's a very frosty position to be in.
Standard organizational structure is composed of departments, units, divisions, and often those units and divisions are referred to as silos. And on one hand, it makes perfect sense. On the other hand, how well are your cross-departmental communications faring? And while your organization typically serves known customers, how many of your professionals know that they have customers within the company? And those relationships and communications are equally as important. If you think there's room for improvement, you might want to consider our Organizational Effective Communicator training. We'll teach others within your organization how to observe and analyze behaviors, and then make small changes to their natural communication style in an effort to facilitate positive change. This full day of training, including practice, is even a great team building exercise. You can have us in person or virtually, whichever is your preference. For more information, contact Maggie at maggie@manager-tools.com.
Next, more things to say, a pre-written script.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, we're trying very much through our behaviors and through these suggestions to demonstrate care and compassion. The compassionate approach to layoffs is for individual managers to deliver the news to their direct reports. We've said this before. If you don't have the heart to lay someone off, you oughtn't be a manager. Yeah. Managers must have the courage to do the hardest parts of our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of them. And you must also be a person who then goes home and suffers because you have had to do so.
Mm-hmm.
In order to be compassionate enough, really, to be, it's so hard.
Yeah. It's not easy. You need to be able to do it, but it's gonna be hard. And because of how hard it is, and to Kate's point, I mean, how wrought with anxiety these types of situations can be, especially if you've never done this before, if you're a pretty junior manager, you've never been in the situation, the most effective way to do it is to prepare pre-written comments and quite literally read from them. Don't just riff about making things up in the moment. Write it down and read it. And I know that might seem a little bit cold, but it's necessary. If you want to do this the right way, know your emotions are going to get the better of you. Definitely the first time you do it. And if you are the kind of manager we hope you are, your emotions might get the best of you every single time you ever do it. Know that we owe it to our directs to do our job well and fully. And what that means in this situation is a pre-prepared statement that is clear and complete about what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't do that if we're making it up on the spot. Or if we've rehearsed it, but we don't have it in front of us, just read it.
Also, because you'll just forget. Even if you try it, you'll forget.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
If you're very lucky, leadership, maybe HR, will craft your comments for you. And this is helpful. It is by no means binding. You must address what HR wants you to communicate, but you can edit the wording.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a director or above, craft the message you will be giving and share it with the managers who work for you who will be delivering similar messages.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you make managers doing this for the first time
figure it out themselves?
That is a cruelty. And who cares really if HR has done it or leadership has mm-hmm. done it? These are your people. It's your job to take care of them.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. Folks, a classic example of the worst kind of layoff discussion begins with far too many words about the embarrassment of the company or the reason for the layoffs or blah, blah, blah. Words like, oh, it's so regrettable and necessary and in order to meet the needs of the organization. Who cares? It's all stupid. It's all misguided. Everyone who's having this type of meeting knows what's coming. They don't want you to faff around for 5 minutes while you blubber about excuses in some sort
of talk about defense. The company as if it's more important.
Exactly. Defense of the indefensible, essentially. And the fact that we take time from this important messaging to a person about them and their future and force them to listen to company's rationale for their choices is insulting. People are worth more than that. A compassionate, ethical delivery starts with, I'm informing you, and again, folks, I'm going to read from a script here. If you're a licensee, you've got the script in the show notes, so lucky you. I'm informing you that as of the time and date, which the organization ought to have provided you, time and date, you're being laid off. And at this point, only after you've communicated the critical issue of the layoff itself, I mean, bottom line up
first
front.
First sentence.
Exactly, mm-hmm. First sentence. Then you can say something about how sorry you are. But whatever you do, don't say a single word about how hard on you this process has been and how you've just been reeling and emotional and, you know, no one cares how you feel.
It's not as hard on you as it is on them.
And it's hard on you, but it's way harder on them, way harder on them. This is not the time for you to get your ego stroked at all and made to feel better. This is the time for them to get what they need from the conversation, not to try and feel sorry for you, if that's even possible for them at this point, which I doubt it is.
Yeah. It's generally way better to save any extended concerns and condolences for after you've explained the logistics of their termination. Mm-hmm. So bottom line up front, and then here's how it might sound in total. And this, even reading this is like, yeah, it's tough, guys. Okay, here we go. Effective immediately, you're being laid off as an employee of X Corporation. I know this is hard. Here are a few things I want to cover with you about what happens next. You'll have until time of day X to clean out your desk. Here's how we'll handle company equipment. Your last paycheck will be deposited by Y date. Your healthcare benefits will last until Z date. Other benefits will stop as of Alpha date. Deferred compensation will happen like this. Pensions and 401ks will be distributed and happen in this way. You will be eligible for transition assistance in this way. I'm sorry to have to tell you all this, but it is preferable to an email or a mass video call. I have appreciated your work for the firm and for me. I stand ready to provide recommendations and referrals whenever possible. If you have another phone number where I can reach you, I hope you will share it so I can stay in touch to support you and provide assistance.
And folks, know that all of the words that they said after effective immediately, you're being laid off as an employee of X, they didn't hear.
No.
After that, their ears filled with cotton and they heard nothing else. So what that means is, prior to going to this conversation, prepare an information document or a packet, whether that's a folder, with all of the logistical details that you've just covered. And after you've said the script that Kate just said, hand them the packet so that they have all of that information and don't have to be concerned that you said a bunch of stuff and they didn't listen to any of it. Hand it to them when you're done. HR, we hope, will help you with the creation of this packet, but we can't assume that's true. So if you get nothing from anybody, you're responsible for creating this yourself. And no, again, the affected team members are not going to remember the stuff, no matter how slowly you say it. I mean, don't trouble yourself. Think too much about, am I talking too quickly? Am I talking too slowly? After you've said, effective immediately, you're being laid off as an employee of X, they stopped listening. So just get through the rest of the script, give them the packet, and don't worry about whether or not they fully understand it in the moment. Because they don't, because they weren't listening. Mm-hmm. They weren't listening. And yeah. In terms of, and I know this has happened to me in the past, the script that Kate just read talked a lot about things that will be coming up in the future, the dates by which desks needed to be cleaned out and by which accesses would be removed and et cetera. However, I would assume this is the case for many of you, as it was the case for me and every time I've ever gone through layoff situations, that at times people need to be escorted out by an individual.
Which we hope is not the case and know to be reality.
Exactly. And know to be the case. And it's another modern vulgarity of accesses and systems, et cetera.
Just demonstrates a complete lack of trust, which we have been building with this person.
Yes. I mean, as the manager, I would advocate for, if at all possible, if it is essential to the organization that they be walked off property, that you, the manager, be the one to do it. I have never let somebody go and not been the person to walk them off the property. And every time I've ever laid someone off, it was expected that they were walked off. So that might be part of what you're signing up for. But as horrible as that is, it is so much better than some random unknown security person coming in and walking them back to their desk and watching them clean up and pack things into a box. Some stranger who they don't know and have never met before. The least you could do is be that person for them, as horrible as that sounds.
We're asking of ourselves and of y'all to be compassionate about this process and these modern versions of layoffs with emails or massive Zoom calls. Make it so that managers are denied the opportunity to do this with compassion. And as hard as this is, and we know that it is hard, we truly do. We hope that you are the one to deliver the news and that you deliver it well under difficult circumstances, because we believe you, our listeners, to be compassionate people.
Thanks for joining us, folks. That's all for this week. Join us next week for the conclusion of this series, part 4 on how to lay off a director.